the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism. Good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be, Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Oh,
shut up, boy. And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo!
They just zapped
you. I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show,
live from American Family Insurance Studio, and I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front line. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
Salute. Hey, we got people coming through. We got Truth Nation coming through. Hey, that was Ernell Lucas stopping through. Hey, that's what's up. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Ernell Lucas, former Milwaukee sheriff, stopped through. I think he just stopped by the window to holler at me. You know, he probably heard what happened yesterday on the air. Now, a lot of people been asking me about the threat that came through. We was trying to get the video up so y'all could hear, but we posted it on social media. I posted it on social media on my Facebook page because while the show was going on, DJ Brother Z was trying to get it in a space where y'all can hear it because it was some swearing on it. So we can't play it like that. So about time he got it all together, the show was over with. And a lot of people been chiming in and reacting to the video that was posted on social media. And the only reason I let everybody know that it's real like that, because a lot of people think it's sweet to be an advocate, to be a person, to be authentic, to be your authentic self, to say the things that I say. But I'll tell you this, this been going on. Y'all just now kind of getting it on the air. But it's news articles of people trying to do things to me. And this is just the way it happens when they can't control you. When they can't, you know, take your energy and use it for what they want to use it for, then you got people that want to act extra. But we with the extra. You know, I've been with the extra for a long time. I'm from the block. I'm from North Fifth Street. I'm from North Side. I went to North Division. And if you ask people about me when I was coming up, you would be surprised what we had to do. You know, what we had to do coming up. The things that we had to do to defend ourselves. And trust me, you got the right one. You think that you're going to do something to me? No. They call me when somebody get killed out here. They call me when some girl go into human trafficking. And you know, many times they can't get the police to respond the way they want to. They come get me. So you think you going to do something to me? Trust me. If you ever think that, you know, it's going to be like that, I'm trying to tell you, it's not going to work out for you like that. It's not. Don't push me into it. Y'all may used to people that's doing broadcasting that y'all think that they had two parents. Y'all think that they had came up and went off to an Ivy League school or something like that. No, I came from the block. We came from North Division. Like, you know, we went to North Division when North Division was considered one of the worst high schools in the state of Wisconsin. Okay. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I get out here after the show, many times people call me because the police didn't respond a certain way. And these are tough situations of human trafficking, homicide, the dark stuff. That's where my advocacy is, in the dark areas. And you think you're going to call in and huff and puff with high blood pressure and say something to me, you're going to do something to me? Trust me, you don't want to do that. Plus, as many families I'd assisted out here for free, you think they're going to let you do something to me and get away with it? Okay, I'm just here to help you. I'm trying to help you right now. I'm talking to you. Anybody, you think it's just me? Okay. Hey, what they say, mess around and find out, because we don't do that. We outside. I'm outside all the time. I'm walking around here, no security. Why? Because ain't nothing gonna happen to me like that. And I just want y'all to know I'm gonna continue to serve my community. I'm gonna continue to say whatever I'm gonna say, whatever I've been saying and been doing, and ain't nobody gonna stop it. And you can't stop it. Period. I already know you can't stop it. That's why I say, you wanna try, get in line. Because that line stretch, it's a long line. It's a long, long line, and it's been going on for a long, long time. But we got some audio of what happened. DJ Brother Z finally got it mixed. It's a lot of swearing in it, so it's bleaked out. But hopefully you can make out what he was trying to say, because I really, when I first heard it, I didn't know exactly what he was saying because he had the high blood pressure, DJ Brother Z. He really need to go get his blood pressure checked. That's what he need to do. What is his name? Jay? They need to go get his blood pressure checked. But let's listen.
You just woke up on somebody. Who gave you the authority to go do this? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
You can't just walk up on somebody. Who gave you the authority to go do this? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. DJ Brother Z, all I'm saying is he got high. First of all, when you got high blood pressure and you don't have the emotional intelligence to express yourself, and then you go to threatening folks, like that may work on some people. That's probably how you used to talking to folks. But hey, this ain't that. I'm gonna tell you right now. Get yourself together, young man. Get yourself together now. Take a deep breath now. And if the police come see you, I don't know. That's on you. But I'm going to tell you this. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. It ain't that serious. You should have came out to the cleanup. If you'd have came out to the cleanup, I'd have made you take off your shoes so you could walk around grounded and ground yourself. Get grounded. Made you hug a couple trees and get back in line. Get back in oneness with yourself. See, I ain't been afraid of nothing in my life. You know, only thing I was afraid of is that grandma was gonna get mad at me when I was a kid. That grandma was gonna get mad at me. I ain't want grandma to get mad at me. Because I love my grandmama. I always tried to make grandma, you know, I didn't want to give her no trouble. When she gave me that look that I did something she didn't like, and when she gave me that look, it made me feel bad. So I ain't want to do that. But other than that, Well, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we gonna get into the show. I just want y'all to know that, hey, don't worry about it. This been going on. What happened yesterday, it's been going on for years. So it ain't nothing new, but it's something true. But it ain't nothing gonna happen. Nothing ain't gonna happen. And we're gonna keep it pushing. We're gonna send out prayer for the young man. Send out prayers for him. That God, you know, work with him, that he work with himself, that he can get himself some counseling. That's what we want. We want him to get some help. Maybe you need to call in, and you can call back in, and I can try to help you with some counsel. I can see you some services or something. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I f***ed your wife. We bust on bad boys for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some more. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Little Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in peace.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, here we go. I already see where this show going today. But, hey, look, let me tell y'all something. Somebody sent me this, and I wanted to bring it to the show. I wanted to bring it to the show because this was interesting to see. They let this study out about a year ago. This was a study. And the study finds that black people live longer in places with more black doctors. This is what they're saying. They're saying that they had this study and where they see that more black primary care doctors, black people live longer in areas that have these black doctors. I don't know. I just want to bring it to the show. I know that when I came up, a lot of my uncles, a lot of the males in my family, they was hesitant to really go to the hospital unless it was really bad. It had to be extremely bad for them to go. I noticed that. But and even with me coming up, I had to really feel some type of way to go in. But I have to stop doing that. I got to get ahead of the curve with my health instead of reacting to what the doctor is saying. I got to try to do preventative. We all got to do self-care. We all got to do more preventative ideas. But this study then came out, it was over a year ago, where the study said that black people live longer with black doctors, with black doctors in the area. They said if it was even one black doctor in the area, there was an increase in life expectancy. But we got some video, if y'all paying attention, if y'all watching as we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
We've reported recently life expectancy in the United States is now at its lowest level in nearly two decades. And the projected lifetimes of Black and Native Americans are shorter than for white Americans. New research offers an insight on a potential factor driving this disparity. It finds that Black people live longer in areas with more Black primary care doctors. Michael Dill is one of the authors of the study. He's the director of workforce studies at the Association of American Medical Colleges, which represents medical schools and training hospitals. How big a benefit or how big a difference is there between life expectancy for Black Americans in a county with no Black physicians and in counties with at least one Black physician?
Well, John, what we found is that for every 10% increase and the relative representation of black primary care physicians, we saw a 1 month increase in life expectancy for black people living in those same counties.
They don't even have to be the patient of the black physician.
We weren't looking at whether or not those black primary care doctors were seeing the black people in the county. It's just if they're in the same county.
This was a correlation rather than cause and effect, but do you have any theories as to why this is?
Well, there are any number of explanations. Part of it is that, you know, black primary care physicians and black physicians in general are more likely to work in underserved areas. And it was in the lowest income areas where we saw the biggest difference in life expectancy. And part of it is also that it improves provider choice. There's also some research to show that, you know, community level access improves with a more diverse workforce. In fact, our research shows exactly that. For example, my own primary care physician, who's a black woman, set up a practice in an area that was very diverse, specifically because she wanted to improve access in that community. And I think we're seeing some of that in our findings.
I was also interested to note that
y'all want
to
check it out.
This research,
it's on YouTube. Study finds that black people live longer if they have access to black physicians, or they even said that even if they didn't have access to the black physician, long as it's one in the area, DJ Brother Z. Oh, wow. Now, I'll say this. There is a certain mistrust idea when it comes to the medical field and black people due to the many experiments. I know they want to highlight the Tuskegee and all it, but it's all kinds of experiments, gynecology. It's so many. They always try to zero in on the one that we talk about the most. They always try to do the trigger ones, but it was a lot of them. It was a lot of them. And I think that we don't have that kind of trust when it comes to the medical field, but they saying that if you have a black physician, that your life expectancy, or if it's just one, they said if it's just one in the area, life expectancy for blacks went up 10%. I don't know. Sometimes when they do these studies, I'm wondering, you know, how they collecting the information. I wasn't there. But it's interesting because sometimes I think that we wait. I know for a fact that many of the times I've seen with my own eyes, when people go to the hospital, it was too late. They waited too late. They waited till it was, you know, till they couldn't even get up out of bed. They ignored the little pains in the beginning, thinking that they could keep it moving. And then all of a sudden, when you can't move or when you about to fall out, that's when they go to the hospital. And I've seen it. And rightfully so. I mean, not rightfully so. It's like, don't go, but the fear is legit. And a lot of times people want to ignore history. You know, forget about that. We better now. We ain't gonna experiment on you no more. And like I said, we got to start being educated on just health, period. That's why I'm going through my whole self-care thing and trying to get ahead of the curve and keeping up with maintenance ideas. And I think that many times we didn't know that the food that we was eating was as detrimental to us. It's kind of like a slow death, kind of eating all of the fatty foods and the grease and all of this extra stuff. But it tastes good, but you're going to pay for it in the long run, you know. And now they coming out with a strong campaign, just to put this out there, that, you know, alcohol, what it's doing to the body, you know, how it's interacting with the body. A lot of times we don't think about this because it makes us feel good. It tastes good. We get full, you know, we get comfort from a lot of the things that we're doing. But then on the back end, as we get older and our body starts to get older, and then we start to kind of not work well from the inside, we'll ignore certain early signs because we don't want to go to the doctor. Then I ain't going to talk about sometimes when you have to call the ambulance, you got to pay to get in the ambulance. I know my granddaddy, we had to put him in the car because he didn't want to go in the ambulance because he didn't want to pay the ambulance. So the financial side is there too. So like I said, Truth Nation, we got to start making sure that we're taking care of ourselves. When I see stories like this, I mean, I don't even remember a time when I was coming up when I went to that I had a black doctor. Have you ever seen a black doctor? Have you ever had a black physician?
No.
Yeah, I haven't. I think when I got older and I went to the community center one time, when I first came back home, I went to the community clinic off of East Capitol. And then there was a black doctor that did an EKG. And only time when I see black doctors is those that give back to the community, and they work specifically in our community to try to help, to try to fight what they seeing. And salute to all the black physicians, you know, that do that. But I don't remember having a black doctor coming up. So I wonder what my life expectancy is, DJ Brother Z. They say, what did it say, 70? True enough, if you don't do the maintenance on yourself and take care of your body before you get into the situation, it's like having a car. You don't do an oil change on it. You don't check none of the fluids. You don't change none of the brake pads. You just letting it slide. You heard the squeak. You heard the brake squeaking. You ain't try to, you know, get them fixed. You might slide out into traffic one day, you know, and you know, depending on what, you know, where you're going. And you might get into a bad accident. So I don't know. Like I said, the body is something that we got to maintain. We got to do the maintenance on. But when you talk about black doctors, physicians, I'll say this. I don't have a memory of one when I was coming up. Hopefully that don't work on, hopefully my life expectancy can expand because I got older. Maybe I need to find one, DJ Brother Z. Maybe I can expand my life by going to find one of these people. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
That don't work on, hopefully my.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
There's a meeting in my bed, in my bed. There's a meeting in my bed, in my bed. There's a meeting in my bed, my bed. There's a meeting in my bed, in my yeah. bed.
Hola. Dinner for two, that's me and you, that's very simple. Dinner removed, okay, we through, but I ain't
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Truth Nation, look. The Pop Culture Report today is brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. I'll tell you this. I seen something. I'm seeing more of these entertainers coming out talking about what's going on behind the scenes. And we always knew a lot of people, you know, did a lot of strange things for change. We already knew that. We already knew it was things going on. You know, to get to that next level, there was always stories about what door you had to go to, what floor you had to get on to go on to that next level. And that's why I say you never know what people got to do to get what they got. You never know. So you always say you want to be like them, but are you willing to do what they did to get there? And especially in Hollywood, where a lot of these artists now, I guess now that a lot of people are being exposed, a lot of people are just saying, hey, look, I wasn't with the funny stuff. That's why I didn't really get that far.
They just wanted the money.
You know, or yeah, you know, they was
a
trying.
A little bit of money.
You know, you go into the game thinking you finna get, you know, fame and fortune, and you they're going to work you off your talent, you know, because you're talented. But a lot of times it be that little extra that they don't show. You know what I mean? A lot of times, you know, a lot of people have to compromise, you know, to get in the spot that they got in. So I always tell people, you don't know what somebody did to get where they got. You don't know if, are you willing to make that compromise? Because now they're saying that it's not only where they got to, you know, bust down to get down. Now they saying that it's witchcraft and voodoo involved. I said, I mean, whatever they calling witchcraft, voodoo, sorcery, whatever, warlocks and all this extra. I don't know, but Rotimi, that's his name, right? Rotimi?
Yeah.
He was on Power. Rotimi, he got a few good songs out there, but he was talking about his girlfriend and how she had to go through the difficulties of saying no to certain ideas like being a witch and a warlock and a lot
but
of
who was telling her to do it?
But the industry. To go to the next level.
Like executives?
Hold on. You won't know until you get there, DJ Brother.
Hey.
Hey. Right now.
Don't you put that evil
right
on me, Ricky Bobby.
Right now you popping. You cracking.
But oh, I don't want to be cracking if that's what it comes with.
But, you know, maybe they may come to you and say, hey, DJ Brother Z, come by my house after 12 o'clock. I don't know. Come over after 12 a.m. I don't know. But we got Rotimi saying what some things that many times we kind of knew, but now they're talking about sorcery and all this other stuff. This is the other stuff. Like, you already knew they had to bust down, but you talking about you have to start practicing certain ideas, and that's kind of getting weird. But let's listen and see what he had to say.
Sacrifice herself with witchcraft.
Right.
And for real. Like, right. You know, she's been approached to elevate to the next level.
Oh, that's a real thing.
Oh, that's a real thing, bro. That's a real, like, witchcraft, voodoo, juju, all of that is a real thing.
To get to the next level in career.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Yes. Wow, it's a real thing. So she's been presented opportunities like, hey, this is what we do. This is how we move. This is the things that you have to do to get to this level by top execs. And she was like, I'm not with it. And then also she wasn't going to sleep her way to the top. So then it caused her, and she didn't have management really for real. So like, she's successful. She's doing all these things, and she's to the point where it's like, I'm drunk, man. I got a drink to get out my head and just find peace. And so with liquor brought depression. So at that point she was like, this is not me. I love the music, but I hate the business. And she just like, I can't do it anymore. So that was how she kind of let it go. But yeah, witchcraft, wow. Warlocks and voodoo, juju, black magic, all of that is hyper real. That's what made me even believe more in God.
All right. Now look, y'all, we want to get in the game, but what are you willing to do for the fame? That's what I'm trying to see. Because he's saying that it's it's more than busting down. You got to get down with some of these practices. And that's, you know, they telling it. They throwing it out there. For a long time, it was whispers of what was happening behind the scenes. Now we got people, entertainers,
saying what's going on.
Just telling you. And you know what's dangerous when folks telling you what's happening, you ignore it? Because a lot of y'all worship a lot of these celebrities. You know, y'all feel like some type of way about them.
You get desensitized?
Yeah, but you don't know that they putting a little sprinkle in the music. They probably made the album, and then they probably doing some type of sorcery on it.
So when people say, oh, this song or this album got crack in it.
Right. They was putting it in your ear. They was putting the flavor in your ear. I don't know. See, this is where I got to say, hold on. So you telling me that some of these people went into what he's saying, juju, black magic, sorcery, to get to the next level. This the music that they making with that kind of practice. No wonder everybody going crazy. No wonder the brother called in to the show acting crazy. Listening to them, I'm just playing. I don't know. Maybe I don't know why he did it. But what I'm saying is, this, you wondering why folks, and they got these headphones on all day.
You like the beats you wearing?
Yeah, the beats. They got the beats on.
The overcharged headphones.
Yeah, the ones that we could have got from China for $25. I bought them at the store with the markup. But what I'm saying is, this is where I say it's a lot of information out here. And if you continuing to do the same thing over and over again, God bless you.
You insane.
That's God bless you. Because they telling you this the witchcraft out here. Now you understand why the videos, they got the dark, you know, it's reddish. They putting a lot of the sorcery in it.
That makes sense, though, because people were saying Travis Scott did yet another ritual at his Coachella set over the weekend. Like, he had his dancers hanging upside down.
What? Yeah, I mean, they putting it out there in your face. They putting it out there. I remember I was watching the awards. Well, I don't know if it was the big awards. And then they started doing some stuff with fire and red. It was red and black and looked like, you know, like they was trying to paint, you know, a hellistic idea. I turned it off. I said, I don't want that coming through the screen. I don't want that coming through the screen. So, hey, I got to go back to listen to music. I believe back in the day, before they started adding this extra weird stuff to the music, when they were singing about love, like Motown, like, now you don't hear no love in the music. I don't hear no. What R&B song right now? What's a popular R&B song right now?
I'd have to look it up.
But what I'm saying is, listen to the song. It you don't hear the love in it. You don't hear it. You just hear it ain't love. Like back when you heard the old Motown records, and I'm only saying old because, you know, it's 80s, 70s, you know, 70s, 80s, you know, maybe 60s, you know, maybe that kind of music, that was more love-based. they had the love in it. But now I don't, when I hear these new songs, this crash out. This is what these young people calling the crash out music. I'll say this. If y'all got people that's in the music industry right now that's trying to make it, send some prayers up for them because they got the juju. They got the juju. Man, you got to wear a... somebody said, man, you got to wear a condom to listen to some of the music right now.
Bruh.
Oh, wow. Hey. Oh, wow. And then, they was pushing the Lil Nas X. I don't know.
Yeah, and they said he, like, there's something going on with him.
They
said
the side of his face ain't working. He went live, and he said...
Isn't that like a stroke?
That is, that's what I...
Like, if you can't move half of your face, isn't that a stroke?
It could be Bell's palsy, too. You know what I mean? But he got on the live and said... But didn't Justin Bieber say...
Yeah, and he had some too.
That half of his face wasn't working.
The same type of thing.
Hey... Al in the chat says, nothing wrong with black magic, witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoo. Y'all follow God. You got to submit, and that's just as bad. Hey, I don't know, but I believe that God is, I'd rather follow God than have somebody talking about, if I can't come over here unless I, do something strange for a little change. You know what I mean? I could freely follow God. I don't even got to go nowhere to follow God. I could just believe and just do, make it happen. You know what I mean? But if you're trying to make it to the top and they say, okay, this is the way we working, and you got to bow down to get down, I don't know. Somebody said Lil Nas X had to recently go to the hospital, facial paralysis. That's what they said he had. RC says, supposedly it's getting better. Sincere Ronnie says, you got to listen to 90s on down for love for the most part. Fat Boy says, the music is very dark and twisted. Some of the music makes me feel like they opened the gates of hell. And I'll say this. So let's say you wanted to find a good love song nowadays. Did you find a love song that what they would call a love song nowadays?
Yeah, but there's an ad. Hold on.
Okay. I don't hear the love in none of it. It's just a lot of drama. It's toxic. I think a lot of people that fell into the toxic love. Okay, this the song. This SZA, right? Yeah, this is what they got. This is the closest you're gonna get.
I do that 3-4 times again. I testify for you. I sort of like you. That I do it all.
Oh, wow. Great. She's gonna kill somebody.
You joking now here for me. I ain't got it. Robin scheming.
Robin scheming.
Hiding bodies.
Hiding bodies.
About me. Ain't no problem. I don't got nobody just with you. Right
oh, wow.
Tell the truth. I look better under you.
That sound rough.
Treat her like a lady.
Hey, that sound powerful right there, see? Hey. That's what I'm talking about right there. This make you want to open up the door for somebody.
Let me see you go back.
Hey, this is what I'm talking about, see? This is the chill music. When you got out the club, you didn't want to do nothing crazy to ruin the evening. Okay, see that's what I'm talking about. And on that note, when we come back, we're gonna have more Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Tell me if you know someone that needs. We've been through a lot of things. Tell me if you know someone that needs Jesus. Winners in a line of things. Tell me if you know someone that needs Jesus. Been through a lot of things.
101, 7 the truth. Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. Hey, DJ Brother Z, I saw online where they, World Star Hip Hop, which is a popular urban social media site.
World Star!
World Star. Everybody wanted to get on World Star, World Star at one point.
No, I don't know if anybody wanted to get on it, but they wanted to say it. They wanted to be the person in the voice in the video
that
saying,
say World Star!
Right.
But now
if you was on World Star, you was most likely getting beat up.
Right, right. The facts. It wasn't nothing positive. But I see that they let out the Mount Rushmore of male R&B. Like the Mount Rushmore. And I guess it's four males that they say should be on this Mount Rushmore. And it's usually four people. And so on this Mount Rushmore, they have Chris Brown, Michael Jackson, Usher, and R. Kelly. Chris Brown, Michael Jackson, Usher, and R. Kelly. I want to know what y'all think in the chat. Is this the Mount Rushmore of R&B? I want to know because a lot of people are arguing, where is Prince? Is Prince even R&B? Matter of fact, is Michael Jackson R&B? Michael Jackson is like the king of pop. I mean, pop music. He took it to the next level. Michael Jackson shouldn't even be. I think that Michael Jackson should be on the Legends idea where he's not included in R&B because I don't think that
you
Michael.
More than that.
I don't think Michael Jackson is considered R&B.
I don't. Yeah.
So why is he on this Mount Rushmore? A lot of people are saying James Brown. But was James Brown.
Wasn't he funk?
A lot of people are trying to weigh in on it. But surprisingly, no, as much as what happened with R. Kelly, nobody's arguing R. Kelly shouldn't be on there. That's the one person that nobody has a problem with. You know.
I mean, if you do have a problem, who are you going to replace him with?
Come on now. R. Kelly claimed to be the king of R&B. Michael Jackson is the king of pop. So Usher is in here. Chris Brown. Well, I don't know if R. Kelly danced as much. But I know that it'll be hard to come behind Chris Brown. I believe Chris Brown is the closest we're going to get as far as entertainment to Michael Jackson. That's just as far as energy, dance, creativity. Chris Brown is the closest to Mike with the dances, with getting it in that we're going to see in our lifetime. That's what I think. So I don't know. Is Prince R&B?
Prince is pop too.
That's what I'm saying. But Prince was more live.
Rock pop.
It was more live music. So should Prince be on the Mount Rushmore? I don't know. Somebody in the chat says Al Green. Somebody said Al Green should be on the Let's Stay Together. I mean, a lot of people think Al Green, did some things. I don't know. Hit me up in the chat. Hit me up on the talk to text.
Marvin Gaye?
They said Marvin Gaye. Yeah. Hey, this Mount Rushmore thing, but did they dance though? Is it all the way around? If you're gonna be on this R&B Mount Rushmore, do you have to know how to dance? But James Brown,
I wouldn't say. Yeah.
I don't. James Brown, you know, he did a lot of, get off on the good foot. I don't know. Let me know. Who do you think should be on the Mount Rushmore R&B? Right now, they got it out there with Chris Brown, Michael Jackson, Usher, and R. Kelly. And like I said, ain't nobody challenging Kelly. Britt says Usher and R. Kelly will forever be king of R&B. Love them both. Somebody sincere says no problem with that. He ain't got a problem with that list. Hey. Steve came up. What about Bobby Brown? It was a time where Bobby Brown had the whole world. All right. When it come to R&B, I think Bobby Brown probably was the first bad boy of R&B that I see. Now, some people would argue, say it was Rick James. You know, Rick James. But I think that when Bobby Brown got out there, I think he was the first one to introduce like this R&B thug type idea. He started it. Because Rick James wasn't even on no thug type stuff. He probably doing some stuff. But in his music, you didn't hear it like that. But I think Bobby Brown, especially when he came out looking like he had, when he came out with that Ja Rule record. I don't know what he was on when he did that one, but hey, they saying Bobby B. Maybe Luther or Gerald LaVert. Hey. Hit me up in the chat. Who should be on the R&B Mount Rushmore? Hit me up in the chat. Hit me up on the talk to text. But when we come back, Truth Nation, we got to run the break. We got guests. We got guests today. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.